text is taken from the reading of today, and we will add verses 16 and 17 of Matthew 13. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. In Christ Jesus, our all-sufficient Savior, our heavenly teacher and King, dearly beloved. A beautiful day, fresh from the hand of God. But a day also made beautiful because we're enabled to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from the master teacher the eternal truths inherent in the parables of the kingdom of God, describing our relationship with the heavenly Father as we are reconciled by the precious blood of Jesus to heaven itself. Our risen and reigning Redeemer says to us this morning then, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. What are these mysterious and hidden truths which suddenly brighten our lives, set them afire with faith and hope, flood our hearts with spirit-endowed verities and quiet peace in the midst of our world's turbulence and violence? These are the parables of Jesus, informing us of that precious kingdom of God, the rule of God over our hearts and lives, and the blessed relationships established by our gracious Father in heaven on the basis of this beautiful concept of the kingdom of God. The parable of the sower and the seed is among the most precious teaching vehicles of them all. Our Lord gave us not only the parable, but also his clear interpretation of that parable. Let us then sit with riveted attention at his feet while his Spirit moves through our text and through these precious inspired words into our hearts and into our lives. The seed and the soil. Seemingly a very simple and familiar concept for all of us, and yet laden with mystery and miracle. And the seed is the Word of God, the soil, the heart of man, man's condition as he receives the seed. The mystery, first of all, resides in the seeds of the Word of God, the mystery and the miracle. Jesus himself identifies himself as the sower when he calls himself the Son of Man. Jesus sows the powerful word, and his apostles, and the evangelists, and down through the ages, pastors, and in our age, many of us. We are the sowers of the seed. Is not that a humbling awareness in us that we are partners with Almighty God, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, in sowing this powerful seed? But an extension of the mystery and the Word of God in its deeper sense is Christ himself. He came, fulfilled all the perfect demands of God's holy law, met the demands of divine justice by keeping the law perfectly as our champion and as our substitute, and then paid for the transgressions against this law by bringing himself as the only all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the world, the Lamb of God, placing himself willingly as the great high priest once for all on that high altar, and there shed his precious blood, the only payment that God's justice could accept for the sins of the world. And then our guilt dissipated, our lives renewed, the Holy Spirit bringing to us hope and faith. We then function as the children of God, the mystery and miracle of it all. The seed is incorruptible and perfect, not like our earthly seed, sometimes contaminated, sometimes ineffective. It grows and spreads through the human heart, filling it with life by the Spirit, transforming and enlivening those in whom the seed abides unto the full measure and stature of Christ. Now the foretold, that which was indistinctly perceived in the old covenant, is now clearly told in the life, the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord. The good news, the incomplete, is now completed on Golgotha, in the empty tomb, declaring the acceptance of the payment and the victory over sin and death, and finally, on the throne at the right hand of God. That is what this seminary is all about, is it not? In a very exhilarating set of classrooms here in this summer session, it is my joy to share some of these findings with those who are concerned with counseling the distressed, the isolated and alienated, those who are in depths of depression and despair. And how precious is it not to bring this powerful seed of the Word of God to these conditions unabashedly, courageously, confident that the Spirit will work wherever these seeds are sown. And that brings us, of course, to the second part of our discourse this morning, the powerful heavenly saving seed, the Word of God, as it is strewn abroad throughout the world by present-day disciples and evangelists, and is exerting its tremendous and saving power. What about the differing soils? This is a different story. What are the realistic expectations as we reverently and in awe sow the seed of the good news that sins are forgiven, that the debt is paid, and that the living Word has this life-giving quality so that life can begin and flourish and bear fruit? Well, we have four kinds of soil with which we are dealing in this parable. These are the realities. These are the truths. In the first place, there are the indifferent hearts. Paths beaten hard by wheels or by human feet. The cynical and the selfish of our world who want to do it themselves, whose hearts are hardened. All that is high and holy, all that speaks so winsomely and lovingly of Christ and his atonement and the heaven he assures to us, all